Welcome to the Crazy Ag Fam Podcast. I'm your host, Teddy. No matter where you are, thanks for making this part of your day. Thanks for taking the listen. Follow me across social media at Crazy Ag Fan on Instagram and on X, Crazy Ag Fan Facebook page. Ike, and Nacionas Ike. Happy birthday, Ike Ada. 100 years, many more, with many more trophies to come. Of course, this weekend on April 13th, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of our beloved club, Ike. Founded by Greek refugees from Asia Minor, some ex-footballers from Pera Club in Constantinople, When you look back at the history of this club, it's really something amazing, from how it started, how it grew, how the stadium. I remember watching a documentary a long time ago, and I'm going to try to find it so I can post it to my socials, that went through the entire history of Ike. And it was very inspirational, very amazing to hear about how this club, even the building of the old stadium, the old Nikos Gumas Stadium, how people got off of work and they worked in the middle of the night to build this stadium so they could have something. These refugees that came from Asia Minor that were honestly, by a lot of accounts that I know, where I've talked to people, I personally, as I've said before in this podcast, don't have this lineage from Asia Minor. My family does not come from Asia Minor. My family, we're not the family of refugees, like maybe some of y'all's is. But talking to families of people that I know from that have refugee roots from Asia Minor, they talk about how they were mistreated by the people in Greece at first. A lot of them didn't even speak Greek. They were forced to speak Turkish, and they didn't know the language at the time. They didn't know Greek at the time when they migrated, or were not migrated, but you know what I mean. When they first came to Athens and other parts of Greece. So to really, the foundation of this club for those people is something very special. And when you look at what this club represents, just the whole entire history behind it, it's so fascinating. It makes you proud, and it makes you just very joyous to support a club that's more than just about football, basketball, handball, volleyball, etc. It's more than just about sports. It's a part of history that was brought over from Asia Minor that keeps that spirit of that lost country, of part of the Hellenic diaspora, alive and well. And just growing up, you know, finding out where this club came from, the history behind it, just made me so much more proud to be an Ike fan. And like I said, many more years. This is only the beginning, and with many more trophies, many more doxes to come. Can't say enough about what this club actually means to me and what it represents. I think I'm at a loss for words at the moment. But let's go on to the pitch. First and foremost, let me apologize. I know I haven't recorded in a while. It was kind of busy. And then I kind of dealt with a little bit of a brief illness where I couldn't talk much. I was like pretty much bedridden for a few days, so was not able to get on and record. So let's take things in chronological order. I'll talk about the match against Balk. I'll talk about the match against Addis, and look forward to what we have coming up in the Greek Super League, and just a few news and notes. So let's get to it. All right, let's get to the depressing part first, where we talk about the Ike-Balk match from almost a couple of weeks ago now. 2-2, the final result. After being up 2-0, Ike again throw away another 2 points. In total this season, 19 points have been thrown away by Ike in late game situations, or situations where they've had the lead. Now, one good thing is I don't think there's been, if I read the statistic correctly, I don't think there's been a time where a team has been able to overturn a result or flip the result on Ike, meaning Ike were ahead. They don't lose these matches, but they also don't win these matches. This match was very frustrating because it went per the script of how these matches have gone the past 2 years, especially this Almeida Ike. In Nea Philadelphia, every time Pauk come to play, they never play well. They didn't even score a goal until they got their first goal in this game. So for 65 minutes, that was the same result. Ike were able to, you know, in the first half, really were in full control, should have had more goals, while Pauk did nothing, absolutely nothing. I think they had a few half chances here and there. But Ike looked to be really in control, should have been up by more than a goal at halftime. Second half, they get an early goal. You're up 2-0. You're thinking, okay, this is great. The crowd is singing, you know, que se pede xi evdomades, que se pede xi evdomades, which kind of gave you chills. You're filling with confidence. And then the 65th minute hits, about the 65th, 70th minute, and you saw a completely different side. Especially after Pauk were able to get the first goal, a side that was panicked. My whole observation of this and my whole issue with giving away these games, especially this game and what hurt at the end, like I'm sure hurt for a lot of Ike fans, giving away these points, was that you're showing your opponents that they still have, your co-contenders, that they still have a chance. Even when they're down and out, they still have a chance if they can get a goal. Good. Hats off to Pauk. Oh, it hurts my gut to just say this. But for them to be able to battle back and get a point out of this, you know, Lucescu always has this team believing. They have something there where they don't give up. This team just didn't give up, and they were able to get the two late goals and equalize. And actually, I honestly believe if there were like 5 or 10 more minutes left in this game, I wouldn't have been surprised if they would have overturned the result, unfortunately, for Ike. I don't understand some of the use of some players. I don't understand why Ljubičić has barely been able to get into this side lately. I think he's being underutilized by Almeida. You know, it was very, I'm sure like most of you, it was very depressing after this match. And I became very pessimistic for a few days. I know it's crazy to think that, to say out loud that there's so many games left and you're only 1 point behind Pauk. But to me, I was like, this title is done. This team cannot win a title like this, and they can't. Someone on the radio said this, and I echo the same sentiment, and I feel the exact same way. The first 60 minutes of the game, that Ike team, the way that Ike, what Ike showed on the pitch the first 65 minutes of the game was fantastic. If that team could win a title, the team for the last 25, 30 minutes of the game cannot win this title. It was kind of doom and gloom. And then you really think about it as the week progressed, right? We had this week that I call the hell week, Diavolo Domada, how they say it in Greek, where you had Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, and Pauk. You really think about it, if Ike didn't pull one out of their rear against Olympiakos, because let's be completely honest, I mean, I talked about this a couple weeks ago when I talked about that match against Olympiakos. Ike had no business winning that match. It's just where Olympiakos couldn't take advantage of their chances, and football punishes you within that way. And Ike was able to get that one chance where they were able to put it away and really stole one against Olympiakos a few weeks ago. If you didn't have that victory, and let's say things went kind of, you know, even more grim, and Olympiakos was able to pull it off and get the victory in Philadelphia, you're looking at a week where against Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, and Pauk, you're picking up 1 point. And that's not good. Especially where you had Pauk and Olympiakos in Philadelphia. You know, you could look at it glass half full and say, okay, well, yeah, but you picked up 4 points against two of your contenders. And then the Panathinaikos match, yes, you lost. But you really think about it. If Olympiakos was more clinical in front of goal and was able to put that game away before Eliasson was able to get that late winner, Ike would have went through that whole week with just getting that 1 point. And that's very troubling if you're an Ike fan. And just thoughts like that really troubled me. Do I think this team has the talent to win the title? Yes, I'm looking at things a little more optimistically today, as I did in those past few days. Unfortunately, you're giving your opponents, you gave Pauk confidence. That win for Pauk, listening to their fan base and listening to, you know, Luchescu's comments afterwards was like a basically a victory. Because, I mean, they have done nothing in Philadelphia before those two goals. Nothing. You've done, they've come and I forget what the scoreline was. And, it, you know, to have it overturned like that, it was kind of more of a victory. And it was kind of more of a moral failure on Ike's part. And I'm worried, is this going to affect the psychology of this club now? Where it did a few years ago, pre-Almeida, where this team was conceding goals so easily. And your no lead is safe. I mean, it has to in certain ways, and I don't understand how this could be fixed. Now, yes, bad defending. I get the argument that on the second goal, or on the first goal, rather, there might have been an offensive foul. I'm not going to put this completely on Anastasiadis, but I think in both situations, he could have done a little bit better. I think on the first goal, if I remember correctly, he was already arguing for either offsides or an offensive foul that was never given and the ball went into the back of the net. He could have dove better to get that. Now, it's easier said than done. I've played keeper on an amateur level. You know, I don't know. The guy has made some good saves at times for Ike. He has looked decent these past few matches, so I'm not going to put that on him. Ike should have never been put in that position. But other remarks about this game, Ike needs more production out of some more of its star players, especially in games like this. Now, Gacinovic, who I gave a little bit of criticism to last podcast, has actually been excellent the past two matches. He was great both in the Balk match and against Addis this past weekend. You know, Zuber's kind of nowhere to be found. I get that Garcia's been, you know, so riddled with injuries, poor guy. And Ponce, yes, Ponce gets goals. Garcia gets goals. But they need to show up in these bigger matches. These goals need to show up in these derby matches where Ike really needs the points and really needs the goals. Is the point I'm trying to make at. One more thing to say about this match. And look, you know, I'm going to try to say this very nicely, as nicely as I can. I'm not part of the Ike media, let's say. I don't get paid to do this podcast. Like I've said before, I'm a fan behind a microphone. That's all I am. And just trying to dialogue with other Ike fans here. There's a certain sense of professionalism from reporters, and I get the whole culture in Greece. I get that it's part of this culture, and I get, like, even when you're a reporter for a club and you also are a fan of that club, I can understand your emotions running high. I have to vent about this for a moment. I was listening to the post-match to listen to what all the reporters had to say, and not that I expected anything different, but Kyrgios Zobarzoglu, who is the PAOK reporter for Sport FM, had some comments to say about, you know, how they snatched a moral, kind of a victory out of defeat. They snatched a point, you know. He said PAOK went in there with the crowd singing about winning a championship, you know, talking about Sepedex of the Mavis. This is the kind of stuff, trying to hold my language together, that really irritates me about Greek football. You're a reporter. There's a certain class. There's a certain degree of respect you have to show being as a member of the media. Now, I get that the culture of Greece is a little bit different, but this is what stirs up people. Why do you feel the need to say things like the comments that he made after this match? I don't know. Now, he's made some comments over the years. We all know, and look, I don't mean this disrespectfully to any PAOK fans that are out there listening to this, but we know the conflicts you guys have with Ike. Let's just put it out there. I have a couple of PAOK fans here in town that I'm good friends with that when we can't talk football together because it always just gets kind of messy a little bit. And I get the whole thing with 2018. But I don't understand the whole thing with him anyway. I'm digressing a lot, but I just wanted to throw that out there. I really didn't appreciate this guy's comments. And I hate when reporters get like this from Greece. And I understand there's a certain script you have to follow when you're a reporter for a team. There's a certain script that even the teams put out there for themselves. Unfortunately, you know, reporting, as we've known, and if you listen to world statistics, if you listen to European statistics, the Greek media is part of the most untrusted media in Europe. It's the most censored media in Europe. They're not going to let you know what, you know, it's, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way after this match. And, you know, very, not such a good result for Ike. After being up 2-0 and being in complete control of this match, a game where you should have had, because of what's coming up in the future that we'll talk about here in a few minutes, just a bad result that left a bad taste, I think, in every Ike fan's mouth for the upcoming few days afterwards. You know, now I'm starting to look at stuff a little more optimistic, but really thinking about the future, which we'll talk, like I said, in a few minutes. So let's move on here from that match. I didn't know what to expect. And honestly, I didn't put my hopes very high in the game against Addis, because I didn't know how this team was going to come out after such a bad result against Balk. One thing I have to say about Almeida is I think he very much focuses on the psychological aspect of the game. And I think his teams are always going to come out ready to play, no matter what the result is, no matter what their previous result is. I have faith that the Thaparito got Tiforo Almeida, meaning things are not going to start to snowball, to use an English phrase. I think like you've seen with other teams in football and in other sports, he'll have this team ready to play, but still, I didn't know what to expect. And we know Adi's not going to, they're not going to roll over, or at least they didn't for the first little while. Ike were able to pick up 2 goals by Ponce in the beginning of this match. Of course, Ike welcomed Addis in Opap Arena, or Hagia Sophia. Ike were able to pick up two pretty quick goals against Addis. And I think that's all she wrote. There's not much more to say about this match. I'm not going to say that Adi rolled over, but they also were not trying very hard. I think in the second half, they had maybe 1 shot on target. I think after Ike were able to really grab the lead, and Adi was like, you know what, we're not going to get points here. Like, why stress ourselves out? Why strain our muscles out? Why, you know, let's play to not get murdered pretty much in this stadium today. Great result. I think, you know, if something had happened and a bad result had come to this Addis game, especially the day after celebrating the 100th anniversary of this club, things could have gotten kind of dicey. Things would have started to snowball, in my opinion, if that had happened. But thank goodness Ike were able to pull out a win. Ponce is showing how clinical he is in front of goal. But like I said before, we need some of these goals in bigger matches. Not to say that this wasn't a big match. Picking up 3 points going in a title race is very massive, no matter how you pick them up. But we really need players to step up and show up in bigger matches, in my opinion. I can't reiterate that enough. But I do think Adi kind of rolled over in this match. Like I said, they had, I think, 1 shot on target in the second half. I played fairly well. They still created more chances, could have scored more goals. And towards the end of the match, really, I just started kind of going through the motions, in my opinion. So Almeida started subbing people out to get more people in, get more, you know, freshness into the team. So let's go on to talk about what we have coming up. So Ike visit Addis this weekend. They play back-to-back games against Addis. They visit Addis in Thessaloniki this weekend. Big match. Ike definitely need to pick up all 3 points. If you want to keep up with the pack, you have to pick up all 3 points here. You cannot drop points here in Thessaloniki. If Ike drops points here, for me, as harsh as this sounds, and not even being that far behind, I don't think the title race would be lost, but I think your percentage of winning the title goes way down. I think if you drop points here in Thessaloniki against Addis, I need to pick up all 3 points in Thessaloniki for what's to come in the future. Then your remaining games are, you have Panathinaikos at home in a massive, massive Athenian derby, and the last derby in Hagia Sophia. before the end of the season. Massive. This is, I think, coming up next in a week, next Wednesday. So very, very massive. This is going to tell a lot over, I think, culminating with the results from this weekend. This derby coming up next week is going to tell a lot whether one of these teams kind of fall really behind in the race. I think whoever loses this match next week in the AEK Panathinaikos match, really, really their title hopes are going to be diminished a little bit. Now, nothing's over. I really think, I mean, looking at it and looking at the schedule, I really think this year's title is going to go down to at least the last two matches. No one has wanted to grab this title by the horns. Everyone keeps dropping points. Everybody keeps beating everybody. So as long as that's happening, I think everyone's still in it. And I really do believe it's going to go down to the last match day again. But this becomes a massive Athenian derby next week. And for AEK, very massive. Because this is the last derby, like I said, you have at home. Now, this is what sucks, where you put yourself in a position where you didn't beat BAOK before. You don't have the head-to-head against BAOK. You have to go then into Thessaloniki the next match. I don't know if it would be next weekend or when, because of all the stuff going on with the European matches and whatnot for BAOK and Olympiakos. But I'm pretty sure it's next Sunday, which is Greek Orthodox or Orthodox Palm Sunday. You have to go into Thessaloniki and beat BAOK. Not just to surpass them mathematically, but to regain some confidence and then to be there and to, because then to turn around and you have the very next match is against, Olympiakos in Karaiskaki before you finish out the season with Lamia at home. So, very tricky here. Very tricky. I think those 2 points that were lost the Sunday playing BAOK were two massive, massive points in my opinion. Still, I think I can come back. Like I said, if you were to ask me this the day of that 2-2 draw or within the coming days after the BAOK match, I would have completely 100%, as crazy as this would have sounded, just being behind by 1 point, I would have said our title, our season's done. I don't think we're going to win this title. But now I'm starting to regain a little bit of confidence. I'm starting to look at stuff a little bit more optimistically. AEK are still in the thick of things until the fat lady sings, as they say in English. You know, I think this title race is wide open. It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. I know you guys, AEK fans and other fans of the other clubs that are probably listening to this, this title race is very exciting, but also very nerve-wracking to be in it. So we'll see what happens. I apologize for the short podcast today. Again, Chronia Pola to AEK. Just not much more to say. I didn't take a lot of good notes during both of these matches, so I don't have very much to like analyze as far as I'm doing everything through memory. Simply because, like I said, I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well for almost a week. Better now, thank goodness. But yeah, just exciting stuff coming up. And you know, I need to get the 3 points this weekend. I'll probably be back and record after the Panathinaikos match. Let's hope it's a good recording. Let's hope it's an exciting recording. Opus panda, pedia. Forza, I got a very short podcast today. Και θα τα ξαναπούμε.